Hello, all you motherfuckers out there. It is me. It is John T. And I'm here to tell you that I'm completely bored off my ass at Reeves. But, that's not why you came to listen. No, you wanted to know what I think of the whole LeBron situation. LeBron James. He's supposed to make the announcement on, Thursday night at 9 o'clock on ESPN, the worldwide leader. Gee, what a shock. No Twitter, even though King James now has a Twitter. Here's what I think. There are three realistic possibilities, in my opinion. The first, he stays in Cleveland. It's easier for him to bring people to him, like a Chris Bosh, and then win a championship there. He's a local. The fans will love him. No matter if he never wins a championship, they'll always worship LeBron James there. The second option is probably the more attractive option, and that's to go to Chicago. However, he knows that if he does this, he's pretty much right there with Art Modell when it comes to Cleveland. Maybe not as bad as Art Modell, but he'll be booed out of the house when he comes back to Cleveland. But you look at what Chicago has, and the fact is they have a pretty damn good team already. LeBron goes there, and let's say they were to bring a Chris Bosh or maybe even a Dwayne Wade in there. Things get very interesting. The third is the New York Knicks. Now, yeah, I say realistically, but the fact is more than likely he's not going to go there because of the fact the team is a mess right now. They have a pretty good coach, and they're starting to sort of turn things around, but LeBron wants to win now. He has a better shot at winning in Chicago and Cleveland than he does in New York. However, it is New York. They got some money to play with. And they get the right players and maybe even get them to sign for less to win a title. Who knows? The fact remains, though, that the only reason New York's even in play is it's freaking New York. Bright lights, big city. It is the Garden, the world's most famous arena. There's a reason why they call it that. So that's a possibility. The less likely ones, Miami, they're not really doing a whole lot to really bring in help for Dwayne Wade. And I think Dwayne Wade's probably going to be heading out. Secondly, the Nets. First of all, yeah, you got the Russian owner with a lot of money. Yeah, you got Jay-Z on board. But they're at least 2 years away from finishing the arena in Brooklyn. If that soon. And they don't exactly have the greatest team right now. Then, of course, you've got the Clippers. How many times have we heard the Clippers are going to get this team and their player and they're going to finally turn things around? The only time the Clippers are going to turn things around is when Sterling sells the freaking team. Once he sells that team to somebody who actually gives a damn about winning instead of just making a profit, then you got something going on. Now, the Clippers could possibly be in the running for the only reason that LeBron would like to be sort of like a rival with Kobe. But he could do that in Chicago, he could do that in anywhere, pretty much. So, in the end, where is he going to go? I don't think personally he's going to go anywhere. I've thought for a while he was going to go to Chicago, but I think he's staying in Cleveland. Why? Because A, he can make more money. B, he's got a shot at making a championship dream come true for him. And C, it's his freaking hometown. Why leave? Why leave the comfort of home? Why leave somewhere that no matter what happens, he's going to be a god. If he wins a title in Cleveland, he will be a god in Cleveland. That's it for now. Bye-bye.